I touched on this at the beginning of the half hour. We've got the Zipping Classic. It's a Group 2, and last year's Melbourne Cup winner goes forward for Lloyd Williams. Adam Pengelly, good morning.
Morning, TK. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, good. Again, I went through that scenario about people bemoan the loss of staying races, but you put on a staying race, one worth 300,000, you still only get 9 noms.
Yeah, it is the end of the carnival and we're starting to run a little bit thin on nominations, aren't we, for some of our feature races at Sandown on Saturday. I did notice the Sandown Cup had quite a healthy number of entries, a 2-mile race on Saturday down there in Melbourne with about 12 or 13 horses, but the weight for age if you class over 2,400 metres, a mile and a half, only had 9. Obviously, it's a race that means a fair bit to Lloyd Williams. He's got 3 runners entered at the moment with Almandon likely to back up after the Melbourne Cup and without Frankie Dettori this time. Damien Oliver goes on board. But yeah, you're right, TK. Our numbers are really starting to dwindle towards the end of the carnival, particularly with some of these staying races. And the age-old debate isn't in Cup Week. What should we be doing to try and get more local horses into the Melbourne Cup? Is there enough local horses to get into the big Cup races? I'm sort of the opinion, I think I mentioned it last week, if you try and make it a little bit easier for some in-form Australian stayers to try and get into the Melbourne Cup, maybe have a couple of more ballot-free races where we can guarantee entry into the race apart from just the Bart Cummings and the Lexus. Maybe we should have, say, a Metropolitan in Sydney, maybe a Geelong Cup down there in Melbourne as well to guarantee entry into the Melbourne Cup. I'm not sure what the solution is, but you are right. Our staying depths are very skinny right at the moment.
And question here from Herb. He says, well, Frankie said it raced like a flat horse, so why is it backing up?
It's a good question, Flax. So I think probably Lloyd will make a decision later in the week. I don't think he's 100% confirmed to head towards the Zipping Classic later in the week at this stage, but obviously it's a race that means so much to Lloyd. He likes to win it every year, considering Zipping won it 4 years in a row. And he did mention last year, Flack, if you do remember, when he won the Melbourne Cup, he sort of flagged the possibility of Almandon starting at Sandown after he won the Melbourne Cup. I know he was a little bit disappointing last week when he started close to favouring the Melbourne Cup, but I think if the horse comes through okay, he'll start. I think Lloyd's the best judge of that, and he'll be very hard to beat in that Zipping Classic as well.
And Boom Time leaves for Japan Cup?
Yeah, he did, Flack, left overnight going to Japan to race in the Japan Cup. I was doing a few numbers on the race just last night trying to see how much it's worth. And the winner's cheque is very comparable to the Melbourne Cup. I think it's worth about $3.5 million Australian dollars to win the race. And we know how excited David Hayes was to win the Caulfield Cup considering he owns the horse outright. So he'll have a fair few more reasons to celebrate if he can win the Japan Cup. It's going to be an enormous task for Boom Time to be competitive over there. He's playing against the Japan horses on their home patch. He was a little bit disappointing in the Melbourne Cup. I think if he runs top 6 or 7, that'd be an enormous result, TK, for David Hayes and Boom Time.
I think he would be relatively happy with that. I know the invite was a good one. I know it was all expenses sort of paid, Adam. And David, of course, got that association. He actually one of the rare Aussies, if not the only Aussie, to ever win the Japan Cup with, well, Horlicks won for New Zealand and Better Loosen Up won for the Aussies.
I think he's probably suggesting that after his Caulfield Cup win, he's got nothing to lose now. He had a throw up the stumps in the Melbourne Cup and he'll have a throw up the stumps in the Japan Cup. And if he races well and picks up a bit of prize money, fantastic, that's great. If he doesn't, I don't think it's going to be any great loss. He can bring him back to Australia, maybe get him ready for the autumn and look for targets in the spring next year.
An update on Ginger Nuts?
Yeah, just quickly, Flats, we mentioned on the program yesterday he was having scans of potential surgery yesterday. That all went ahead, no problems at all. Tiakau Racing sort of put out a tweet yesterday suggesting that the surgery went well. Obviously, it's far too early to sort of surmise when he might be racing again, if he ever does race again. But the positive thing is that he's come through that surgery okay. He's a headline horse in New Zealand and obviously a horse that attracted a lot of interest in Australia before the Emirates Stakes, even before his injury. So yeah, the signs are positive there. Hopefully he'll come back bigger and better than ever.
Oh, he's an absolute beaut. And even better on a rain-affected track. So it was just one of those freak incidents, unfortunately. Good on you, Adam. Great to chat.
Thanks, TK. Thanks, boys.